Well, this morning I'm going to enjoy our scripture reading, and I hope you will too. Of course, I had it marked, and now I have to figure out where I marked it. There it is, right where I put it. We're reading today from Ecclesiastes, chapter 3, verses 1 through 13. I know all of you will find something that makes you smile in this. I trust in that. And I invite you to hold on to such parts that stand out for you. And if you're willing, share those with us when we finish the reading. Everything has its time. For everything, there is a season and a time for every matter under heaven. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to pluck up what is planted. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to break down and a time to build up. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to throw away stones and a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to seek and a time to lose. A time to keep and a time to throw away. A time to tear and a time to sow. A time to keep silence and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time for war and a time for peace. Continuing, what gain have the workers from their toil? I have seen the business that God has given to everyone to be busy with. He has made everything suitable for its time. Moreover, he has put a sense of past and future into their minds, yet they cannot find out what God has done from the beginning to the end. I know that there is nothing better for them than to be happy and enjoy themselves as long as they live. Moreover, it is God's gift that all should eat and drink and take pleasure in all their toil. Now may God bless our hearing and receiving of these words of Scripture. Were there any that jumped out to you? Did anybody smile? Sharon. Time to be silent and a time to speak. And we all need to learn that probably. Ruby. Yet they cannot find out what God has done from the beginning to the end. We just don't understand God's purposes. David. A time to keep and a time to throw away. Welcome, David. Was there another hand? Okay. A lot of good words here and kind of an upbeat scripture. To everything, for everything, there is a season. And now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable to you, O God, our rock and our Redeemer. Soon after the death of the greatest rabbi in the region, a traveler said to one of the rabbi's disciples, "Your rabbi was renowned for his wisdom. What did he give his greatest attention to in life?" The disciple thought a minute and said, "To whatever he happened to be doing at that moment." Today's scripture from Ecclesiastes is one of the favorite and most often quoted scriptures in the Bible. It even became one of the most popular songs in the 1960s. I can almost, kind of as I was reading, kind of almost bounce along to the melody. But as we begin the year 2026, we can easily see why it's so popular. And I'll read again. For everything there is a season, and a time for every matter under heaven. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to pluck up what is planted. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to break down and a time to build up. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to throw away stones and a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to seek and a time to lose. A time to keep and a time to throw away. A time to tear and a time to sow. A time to keep silence and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time for war and a time for peace. And again, I'd say, for everything, there is a season. It just kind of has a bounce to it that all fits together. Looking at our past, we find wisdom and comfort in these words. There is order in this world, believe it or not. There is a time for all that is important, good and bad. And this is important to us because we don't want our dying, our mourning, our weeping, our losing to have no meaning, no reason or purpose. Look again at this scripture for a second and see if there's anything that you have not experienced or at least witnessed in your life. For everything there is a season and a time for every matter under heaven. There is hope. There is an order to God's world, but only God fully understands it. No matter how we try, our efforts, good or bad, are in Hebrew, hevel, or vapor, or smoke, fleeting or meaningless, chasing after the wind. Well, looking forward to this new year, there's a lot of uncertainty in our world, growing uncertainty. What's going to happen to our economy, our election process? What about Russia or Ukraine or Venezuela? Will our children or our grandchildren find jobs, security, peace in our world? And what about our church? Where are we headed in the future? There is a time to be born and a time for peace and everything in between. We know that we all will die someday, but is it helpful to consider a right time? Or does that seem a bit fatalistic or predetermined? Do you find hope in knowing that there will be a time to harvest what you have planted? Do you look forward to times of laughter after too many tears? Are you optimistic about love and not feeling alone anymore? And what about peace on earth? Is it even possible? Only God knows. So, again, how many feel hopeful about our world today? I'm kind of going up. I say, yes, 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 but my arm won't stay up there. It's hard today. If all these things will come in their right time, shouldn't we join the teacher? That's what the voice is called in this book. Should we join the teacher in asking, What gain have the workers from their toil? What impact can we make in this world or in our lives if there is already a time for everything? Is God's future already mapped out? Is there room for our efforts to make a difference? Can we make this world a better place? The teacher from Ecclesiastes seems to offer up many more questions than he offers answers. Maybe we can learn from that. Maybe this can even give us some perspective for the political wars and other wars of 2026. A time to keep and a time to throw away speaks to one of the classic political and economic social issues. Should we scrimp and save, cut all unnecessary spending, not take any risks at home or in the government, or should we just throw it away? The Bible has many illustrations of God pouring out blessings on the good and on the bad, seemingly throwing them away at times. Isn't there a time even today for generosity, even to the undeserving, for throwing it away, for taking a risk, making an investment, just as there is certainly a time for saving? If we don't plant seeds, then there won't be a time for harvesting. It seems that there must be a time for both keeping and throwing away, David, and not just what is in our attics. We have certainly had plenty of time for acting divisive and hateful in our politics, which seems to filter down to all areas of our society nowadays. Could this year, 2026, be a year for acting in loving ways in politics, in neighborhoods, in nations, in religions? Perhaps we can start at home and let that kindness filter up to our leaders. The teacher of Ecclesiastes tells us that God has put a sense of past and future in their minds, yet they cannot find out what God has done from the beginning to the end. God has given us a sense of eternity, that there is a purpose in this life, but we cannot understand all of God's purposes. God's ways are far above our understanding. Can it be enough for us to trust God's purposes? The teacher says, I know that there is nothing better for them than to be happy and enjoy themselves as long as they live. Moreover, it is God's gift that all should eat and drink and take pleasure in all their toil. What I hear from the teacher is, trust God and God's purposes to be fulfilled in God's time. Enjoy this life. Make the best of what God has given us, good and bad, while we have the time. We know we are in between the time of birth and the time of death, between God's creation and God's final recreation. So let's use this time, carpe diem, seize the day. God's gift is that all should have enough to eat so they can take pleasure in all their toil. I think one of the reasons we don't find pleasure in what God has given us is that we worry so much, especially about the things we have no control over. As humans, we worry too much about what has already happened. It has had its time. Let it go. We worry too much about what might happen which we have no control over. It will have its time. Let it come. I think Shannon quoted this to me. Worry is a waste of imagination. One of her favorites. Instead, seize what you can control, what you do have power over, mainly the present moment. Seize this day and make the most of it. Find pleasure in this moment. You are now in the time of living, so live now. Now I have to again look at the last verse. It is God's gift that all should eat and drink and take pleasure in all their toil. God's purpose is that all people, all creation, should take pleasure in living out this time. Not just me, not just we, not just the deserving. This is a very unselfish vision for the world. But this vision, this time, has rarely ever happened on this earth, except in the person of Jesus. That's why God had to come and live among us through Jesus, to show us how to live out God's purposes, how to find true pleasure, the joy and peace, the hope and love found in God's kingdom. You see, the time has come for God's purposes to be accomplished. In God's kingdom, God's purposes are part of this very time. That's the good news that Jesus brought to us. The good news is that when God came to earth, God's purposes came with Jesus. And even though we nailed God's purposes to the cross with Jesus, God's purposes also came to life through Jesus' resurrection. God's kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. That is our prayer. And it is answered when we serve and live in God's purposes on earth. This can be that time. Today, this year, that is the work of Christmas that we are planning for next week in our ministries gather to plan after worship. Please stay at least for the soup supper. It'll be great. That is the work of Christmas for 2026. Where do we go from here? There is a time for every purpose under heaven. That time is right now. Every moment that we give up our worries and give our past to God, trust our future to God, and seize this present moment for God's purposes, which include our joy, our peace, our hope, and our love for all creation, but also include our sharing these blessings with our neighbors, all our neighbors, near and far. Now is the time to trust in God, because God turns this time and these efforts and makes them eternal. They are gathered into God's kingdom purposes, no longer hevel, chasing in the wind, meaningless, but kingdom of God, eternal life, covenant love in relationship with God and neighbor and even enemy or the other. Now is the time to serve God. Now is the time. And our take-home question, what has God entrusted me to do in 2026, and us to do? Will you pray with me? We are grateful, O God, that you have called us to this place in this time. to worship you, to celebrate the beauty of your creation, to celebrate your promises of walking with us through this life from birth until death, and then on the next journey beyond, walking with us every step of the way. Oh God, your gifts can be found in each step we take, each day we live in. Your blessings come from the opportunities that we have to share with others, because that's why you bless us, so that we can bless each other and the others, even our enemies. We thank you even, oh God, for the challenges of actually putting this to work. But you have given us our walking papers for this next year, working papers, our mission to serve you by serving your creation, your loved ones, your children. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.